everyone, and welcome to the table. How exciting.
I am feeling very excited.
Yes.
And look, I have spent a couple days in the sun.
Okay, I'm glad you said look, because we cannot proceed. And if you're listening to this, we really recommend you come watch, because you came on the screen with a look that can only be kissed by the sun. The tan is out of control.
And here's the thing. I really thought I was going to honestly embarrass you. I began my glow up into the more like neutrals. And I was like, you know, we have a Club Monaco sweater. We have an American Eagle jean to stay humble. And
of course,
I really thought that I was like giving this muted whatever. And I'm not blaming the sweater, and I'm not blaming the sun or the lighting, but I do think all of those are factors to consider when you see that
I do look like an unfeatured extra on the Jersey Shore.
Like, listen, girls, I know that happens.
Well, I will say that none of this tan looks natural. It looks purchased. But I
and I feel like you're saying that because I have purchased. I have a Saint-Tropez in my room.
Very Saint-Tropez. Very.
And I have the glove, and the glove looks worn.
Saint-Tropez.
Patrick and I are currently trying to dress like rich people. We have, I have on order some muted tones. I do have like a spring camel coat in the mail. And Patrick is wearing, he just spilled coffee on his Club Monaco cashmere, and it is a look.
It's linen. It is summer, Stacey.
Yeah, I can't do linen, because if I sit on a park, if I sit on a flat surface with linen, like I can't trust my legs and butt to not really show who I am as a person. Like it's just the sweaty leg.
Yeah, I mean, this pale of a tone is, it's not great for, I guess, the sun I got, and it's also not great for the amount of iced coffee I drink. But all of that is wasted bullshit garbage, because we have...
Oh, I'm so excited.
We have such a great guest.
Unbelievable.
It is very often we get guests right from Watch What Happens Live. Like that. This is the ballpark we play in.
Of course.
But we have the star of Ginny and Georgia.
I mean,
the blonde browed beauty.
Oh, yes.
A dear friend in not a Hollywood way.
Please put that on a shirt.
We text. please welcome Brianne Howie.
Hello. What an intro. We text. Hello.
I would like that intro on my tombstone. I think it's never been summed up better for me personally. So thank you.
Yeah.
That's yeah. Nice. Yeah. She will be missed. We text.
We're so happy to have you.
Thank you so much for having me. I hope I've shown up in my neutrals also. This is me dressed wealthy. These are my neutrals. Well,
I mean, I was just talking about the credenza / sideboard, which Patrick didn't know what I was talking about behind you. And I think it's very she-she-wee-wee, and the flowers are chic.
Look at the material.
I feel like I'm always going for my housewives confessional setup. Like, what would it be?
Yes.
Like, would I be Ramona in my kitchen, you know? Today, yes. We're in the back house.
I love that.
Okay, and I've always wondered with, like, sometimes their houses and the decor look so wild that I've wondered before if it's a green screen. And I thought I heard some of them are.
It apparently is it a green screen photo
of a picture? Yes, of their actual house, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they take a picture, I've heard.
But it looks like a tarp sometimes.
Yes.
It doesn't look like Dorinda.
There's no movement.
Dorinda's always screams green screen. What's going on? Why do they do that?
The purple couch, or like it's a purple chair or something. Yeah. You're like, someone played with the what's it called? You know.
No, let's let you find it.
Contrast. Like it's like how someone played with my contrast today.
Yeah.
And I mean, Brienne lives in California and looks way more normal than I do with this.
You look like you're prepping for a trip. Yeah, where did you go?
What are you doing?
Oh my God. And it's just walks. Just walks.
Just walking. Literally just walking.
You guys are back to freedom. You kind know, of, right?
I'm so sorry. Basically, entirely, yes, 100%. It just feels like a whole new world over here. People are living their lives. You guys, I went to a movie.
Tell us
about it. I went to the movie theater for the first time since COVID. And
what did you see?
I saw A Quiet Place 2.
Oh,
okay.
So, but Barry, at one point, someone sneezed and then someone else screamed. Not like a COVID scare scream, like the suspense of the movie, and it was very jarring to hear this loud. It was thrilling. With popcorn, I bet. Diet Coke. It was amazing. Okay. Big scream.
I remember going to see The Hunger Games, and I had got the ticket with the seat that moves around, like it moves with the movie. Every time it moved, it scared me. So I would go like, at just like a plane taking off or something.
Yeah.
It was definitely very distracting for the other people. But I was like, sorry, you didn't pay the extra $6.75
to sit in the seat. The California Adventure has that one ride where you move with it, and it's when you go through the orange field, they spray orange smell at you, and you get a little misty. Yeah. Like, were there? Did it tingle all the senses, or
you know? And
motion.
I think so. It did. This was strictly a movie shaky kind of moment.
Yeah. Okay.
But there are other ones that do that. Like, it'll be like if it. You know, if it's raining, they'll like spray a mist or something. And you can't imagine that's clean. Like water's not clean.
It smells musty. That was my only experience. It was like a, this is sad, I didn't need this kind of thing.
AKA poo-poo.
Well, what I want to talk about is that because Patrick, when he joined, like when I met him, you told me you went to Tish, which like really got us all a flutter, because just it's fun to say and it's fun to think about. And you both went there, and I need to know everything top to bottom. Like, how did you become friends? Like, what was the vibe? Like, what was the deal?
Brienne and I went to the Lee Strasberg Institute.
I mean, correct. I can't. Okay, we love. I mean.
Yeah. I was the Marlon Brando type to her Marilyn Monroe.
Obviously.
Many wouldn't say. So we...
said we nobody did. In our class in 4 years.
Yeah, I remember asking one of our teachers, like, I was like, first of all, it's like, in retrospect, are you ever like, could that school still exist? Because it's all like, it's like trauma reenactment.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Like,
just acting classes in general, I think, might be really traumatizing for people.
Yes.
And they would. They'd be like, think about the worst thing that ever happened to you. And like,
but then you, pretend you're an animal. You're a tiger crawling through.
And then they're like, no, okay, do the tree. Do the tree.
Back to tree. Grab the pen. Your son who went to war, that was his pen. What do you think now?
Look out the window. It was very that. Because we had this one acting teacher together named Susan Grace Cohen.
First and last, she has been named. Continue.
She's a three name.
Is she still with us? Do you know?
I think she is.
Well, great.
I think so. I feel like as of 2 years ago, I think I had this conversation with someone.
It was probably still me because like she did feel very old then. She was always like, you would
well,
come
they
in and
knew
like,
Lee.
Yeah, they knew.
They like go back in the day with Lee.
Mm-hmm. So there was like all of this like lore around the school and like, But then the reality of it was a bunch of like 19-year-olds like pretending to hold a coffee cup for literally an hour. And then they're like, smell it, like sip it. And to be honest, like I did not drink coffee. Now I'm an ice. Like there's not like, but I felt like there wasn't a place for that conversation there.
A lot of sweeping generalizations, really. Just a lot of assumptions made about us.
Yes, yes. And I think like, I remember distinctly two pieces of advice. Oh, okay. There have been like, okay, sorry. They're all kind of flooding back to me. A couple of the different like responses that teachers had to Brianne, which were honestly like usually things that we were lumped in together. So I remember, first of all, I mean, Brianne is like this beautiful California blonde. And our teacher, Susan Grace Cohen, was like, here's what you're going to do. You need to go brown. You need to go brunette. Show them you're serious.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I did.
Theater school is so
bad. And she did. And she said, wow. She said, Brianne, come up here. She said, everyone, look at this girl. This is someone who takes her career seriously.
My friend's parents, who were producers at the time, said, why on earth would you do that? That's the worst idea you've ever had. Immediately go back to blonde. What were you thinking?
Of course. So, oh, wow.
Yeah. She also, like, I remember Brianne was doing a scene and she was like, no. Here's what you're going to do. Do it again. But I want you to get roller skates.
No.
Nothing like physical comedy, you know?
I mean, you know,
in like a black box with eight of us. Like it's like now she has to go source roller skates.
And it was also recommended to put rollers in my hair and maybe a little bit of lipstick that went off.
To sell the comedy.
I can't. So all in all, it was just really a dream scenario. Yeah. And
yes,
yeah. I think a lot of our bonding happened in our movement classes, really. I feel like, is that maybe when we were truly connected?
I think so too. I think it was an area we were definitely out of our element once we were thrust into the ballet. We had to take Tai Chi. We had to take, remember the clown guy? Jazz.
Mm-hmm. Like, we had to do, was it movement or was it Commedia dell'arte?
He was like,
we had to go, yes.
So he
and we had to create thing, like this, these journeys of
the
of
journey.
Movement.
We didn't get to create it. He told us, he was like, this is the journey of the neutral mask, which the whole thing is you have to be so fucking boring. Like you're just and in a mask. And the neutral mask, it's like the neutral mask arrives on the beach, walks along the sand, like finds themselves into a forest, maneuvers through the bush, approaches a mountain, climbs the mountain, climbs down the mountain, back to sand or something. And it was like, this was the thing. He also told us, follow every impulse you have. So, so he asked me to do it and like, and again, we read the room, Stacey. I could feel that it was getting boring.
So
I climbed the mountain and then I looked around and I ran and I jumped and then I pulled a thing and did a full parachute act.
Patrick went skydiving instead.
Yeah. And he went, stop, stop. And it was like, he pulled Brianne, myself, and our friend Chris aside and was like, you are damaging this class. And he said to Brianne, he was like, you are the Lucille Ball of this class. And we're like,
in a bad way? Like that was bad?
Am I supposed to be offended? Yeah. How are you trying to offend me, sir?
And we're like, also, this is a fucking mask clown class. Like, shouldn't you be like celebrating? But yeah, we had a lot of strange classes. I guess like what I'm wondering, I've thought this like, because you've had, okay, so like Ginny and Georgia, you have a real character. Like there's, as opposed to like what we do, which is like, I'm an old man. Like,
okay, speak for yourself, but also yes.
But you're like an actual, like this is an actual woman that we're following. She has a dark past. She has things to reveal. Like you have to build a character.
Objectives, tactics.
A moment before.
What's your secret? Don't tell, you know?
So like, do you, and do not lie, do you use a single damn thing they taught us in Strasbourg when you do that?
Look, honestly, I think I do probably a little bit, not quite as literally, but I think Strasbourg was more like the emotional, like we're working from, what did they say? Like the inside out or whatever, as opposed to like the outside in. With the emotions, I do think there's probably a lot of sense memory. I'm not really, although the scene where Georgia shoots the bunny, I did have to hold that mug and there was nothing in it. So maybe it did come full circle.
Heard it here first. That's going to go on the trivia page of the IMDb. Like that coffee cup's empty.
It was empty. There's
nothing in there. Yes. And
did you give it a whiff?
Of course. I was feeling how hot it was. It was so warm. Ow. Ooh, too hot.
Yeah, that's where I'm taking it. They're like, settle down. I'm like, ooh, ah. Yeah.
When we finally got the take we wanted, they realized the price tag was on the bottom of the mug. So we did have to start over again.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, wow. Hollywood.
And you were like, I gave it my all.
Coffee drinking. Yes.
Okay. So you use a little bit of it.
I would say it's like, yeah, definitely little bits. And then for the first time in a decade, I went back to our John Van Wyden accents and dialects, which was like on a CD. That's how long ago it was. And this is what it was. I had imported it a decade ago into my iTunes, which I also still haven't probably used in a decade, but that's where the accents and dialects course was that we had to take. And I did listen to that again.
Shout out to John Van Wyden.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
I remember Ella Ronaldo bursting into class and saying, I did all my homework. And he looked at her and went, release the balloons.
Theater school is scary. So messed up. Like, I went not to Tisch, to York University, which is just like this shitty, it's whatever. Like
New York University.
Yeah, I guess in a way. And it was just like, I remember like I was dating a guy at the time and he like came to pick me up and like looked into like the studio doors and we were doing like what they called a swamp where you just like roll over each other. It was just like an orgy with like nothing fun about it.
Yeah.
And he was like, what is this? And I was like, it's everything. Like I was just absolutely out of my mind.
You have to. Yeah, you have to get, like, I remember John Van Wyden wrote, like, we had two semesters with him, and the first one was like British RP, Cockney, and Irish. And I guess he wrote me one of the most glowing things. Like, he was like, this class is exemplified. Like, if you ever need an example of how this class can work, like, you are it, whatever. I was on top of the world. And the next semester, he wrote in his thing, wow. What a semester can change.
Well, it's brutal.
And I was like, I thought we had a thing going.
Had a thing. We had a connection.
I don't get a vibe.
They really break you down to try to build you back up, but I don't know that the building back up always happens.
I can say on my behalf it didn't. And I think that's given me an opportunity to evolve. It's very much like the Housewives Theater School. It's like the first season, you're like coming in hot. Everything's amazing. Then they give you like a villain turn, you know?
Yeah.
Then you're
that
like,
is so true. It's then the you're second Jill Zarin, year.
Yeah. You're showing up and you're like, I'm surprising you on vacation. And everyone's like, we didn't ask you to come.
Yeah. And then by like your fourth year, you have like, you kind of have, you have like a Ramona energy. Like it's backed by nothing, but you're like, I'm not going to do that.
No.
And it's like, you ain't shit, but now all of a sudden you have standards. You're like, I know my brand.
Yeah. Yeah. You're producing your own storylines by that point. Like, you're running the show.
Yeah. Now, I did want to bring up something that Patrick told me, and that is that you are a gay icon. I've just found out.
Yes.
And I would like to hear the story and how you're feeling with this title. And I think that it is well deserved.
Yeah. This, Amka, this was something we at the TIFF party. Maybe if you, I don't know if you remember the guy who came up to you and just goes, Melanie Dorcas.
Yes. Queens.
Yes. Your character from the first episode of Scream Queens.
You're so good.
Getting a spray tan, bitching out Emma Roberts' character.
Yes.
She's too short, I think. I believe was my main issue with her was how short she was. So.
Yeah, you can't trust short people, which actually my mother very much agrees with. Like, she'll be like, I was driving behind someone, pulled up, short. She says they can't reach the pedals. I don't know. Yeah, and then I remember him like coming up to you at the TIFF party being like, you're a gay icon. Like, we all celebrate Melanie Dorcas, and didn't you also get recognized somewhere else for Scream Queens?
I was at an American Apparel in Seattle. It was very cold and I needed an extra zip up. So I just popped into American Apparel really quick and got a cute little zip up, a little hoodie. And the guy checking me out recited almost the entire monologue back to me. He knew it. He knew the whole thing.
So good. It's so good. And just like you in your underwear, like it's just, you don't, your body doesn't even move. I was just like, the prestige.
Rock solid. Yes. Just, I'm not moving. That was, to bring it back to NYU, tree pose.
Yeah.
I stayed very still. Much.
Yeah. Yeah. Tree pose.
Yeah. How did it feel to just die like that? I mean, that must have been just so fun.
It's the best. I think it's super fun. I never had any, I had no idea I would get to do so much horror down the line as it panned out. And it's honestly so much fun. It's truly playing. It's so ridiculous. It's so silly. It feels the most like just playing.
Oh my God.
I mean, I remember you telling me about like when you were shooting The Passage and like they needed to get the shot of like, you're like a vampire, like slurping up blood from like a hamster, like a hamster bottle almost. Like,
it was tricky. We had, cause that was our feeding time. There was a little sink in the corner of the cages that we lived in, and feeding time just meant they turned on the sink and the blood would come out. And we had to scoop it, but I have really big hands and I couldn't scoop without getting the blood on my nose. So I would scoop and look up and they'd go, Rudolph, get it off your nose. Like, you have too much blood on your nose. And it was really hard to just do this.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm trying here. I'm scooping up blood. We can be generous maybe with the feedback.
It's feeding time.
Because we shot that in Atlanta where The Walking Dead shoots, a lot of the amazing extras we got had worked on The Walking Dead, but it was a tough transition. We learned to go from zombie to vampire because then they continued to just do the zombie walk where we were the vampires and everyone had to keep saying, so this, but this time we're all vampires.
Oh,
yeah. We're actually not zombies.
First of all, you don't have a line, Kevin. But yeah.
Kevin, you need to pump the brakes. That's three strikes. I did want to ask, like, you know, how did it feel to like get the call of the Watch What Happens? I mean, like you're wearing the shirt. Like, we need to jump into it immediately and now. Like, walk us through getting a call from Mr. Cohen.
Yeah. Well, okay. Sadly, did not come from him. That's the first
fine.
Thing.
Okay.
Trickles down.
That's okay. Yeah. You
know, yeah. It comes from the top regardless.
Okay, maybe next time. Maybe next time. It's my first time. So who knows?
Still maybe print off the email and frame it. Yeah.
Exactly. I was actually in this exact back house preparing for an audition, running some lines.
Of course.
My manager calls me and is like, it was pretty early in the morning. And she was like, I'm sorry for calling so early. I just think this is something you would want to know immediately. And my heart sank. And I thought something horrible had happened. And I was like, oh my God. And like then Netflix, she goes, you're going? Yeah. Netflix is. Netflix is done for. Then she just said, you're going on Watch What Happens Live on Monday. And then I
deceased.
Then I just sweated through everything I was wearing. Immediately had to stop everything I was doing, call everybody I know.
Yes.
Went back and forth a lot on, do I wear this shirt? Do I not wear the shirt? I have a mug with a lot of Housewives mugshots on it. I immediately ran to that. Just of like, course. Felt like I needed it with me. It just was really thrilling. I feel sadly like I've peaked and it's everything can only really go downhill from there because it's like the greatest thing. Really ever happened.
And it's so good to hear that it happened to someone who's like truly a fan. Not that like, but Patrick has told me and I have lived vicariously through all of the cameos, which I would like to discuss. But like, how was the experience on Watch What Happens? Like, how was it? I mean,
It was exactly like the show goes. Like it was the exact run of show.
Really?
There wasn't a ton of chit-chatting. We got there. It was actually, truthfully, very similar to this setup. I was in a waiting room for a few moments.
Once again, another similarity between us and Watch What Happens.
Right. Okay.
Like, really we know you're watching, Andy. Yeah. No.
So it was like similar vibe.
Similar vibe. Yes. I got to do a little tech prep with Lou prior to the show.
And when
started.
Did you find out Luann was in the other seat? Like,
In the moment, my manager was like, with Luann de Lesseps, do you know her?
Deceased.
Do
deceased.
I know her?
I don't know, girlfriend. I got this.
Do I know Lou? Oh, Lou, who's like, show I'm going to.
I'm finding new management. Oh, okay. Do I know her?
My best friend, Luann, the Countess? Yes, yes. I do know her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Was there waiting room chit chat with Lou? Like, was there like what? Like, I mean,
she was very focused on setting up her AirPods to her Bluetooth on her laptop. So she was like in the midst of doing a lot of really high tech technical things. And I also like didn't know, you guys, it's so scary. I didn't know how much to fangirl, how much not to fangirl, and then I figured I should do it all in the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I sort of just, as she was busy, you know, futzing with her AirPods, I think I just was like, Luann, hello, I love you so much. And I've been to your shows and I greatly appreciate you and everything to me. And I just kind of laid it all out there. I just had to throw it out just so she knew.
I think of all the housewives, like, I feel like Lou wants that. She needs that. She's open to that. I think any sort of praise for the Countess, I think
really
that she
puts her at ease. Yeah. Because she's the one, like, you know, it's like someone, they'll show like the gays in the boat being like, Chic, c'est la vie. And she's like, you know, we'll find a megaphone to be like, c'est bon, and like do like three verses. They're like, we actually have to go, but like, we love you. Yeah.
That is so thrilling. And what a great guest. I mean, like a Roni lady, like that is it. Are you liking the season or like you concerned?
I can't tell if I like it because I've just missed it so much and we're still very much in the beginning phases.
Mm. Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
so
like I can't bring myself to not, I love it. If, you know, it's been a long year. It's like, where is the bar, you know? But I have hope.
It's true.
Cause
I have hope. I do you like Ebony? Like, I love her.
I do.
I like her. I want her to get more pokey. Like, I want her to start really I need someone to call some stuff out. I think she's going to get there.
I think so, too.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it is kind of like when people will say, like, are you liking this season? Like, it's like, did you like the family reunion? Like, did you like seeing your family? Like,
Yeah,
sometimes like seeing them is amazing. And like sometimes someone's like passed out under a tree, but like sometimes it's a bit more measured and like we will get there. And I do have faith in them.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I, again, like I'm sober. I don't want housewives to be. I'm sorry. Like,
yeah.
And
it's a different game.
I think they got so much flack last season, like, cause it was so chaotic.
It was so chaotic. But then I feel bad that now they've just left Sonia behind. Like Sonia's like still on that show and they're like,
yeah.
Well, I think Ramona's still on that show too, but you know, she's classic Ramona.
But
you know,
like, but at least like Ramona doesn't slur or like, or get like, again, like Ramona gets drunk, but like Sonia will get blackout and like, so would Dorinda and so would like Luann. So now Sonia is the only one in a blackout at a dinner. And that really stands out.
It's dark. It's really dark. There's just so many trigger words, it seems, for her too, that I imagine it's getting harder and harder. Like, you can't bring up Garth. Don't bring up Garth.
No.
Don't bring up Wells Fargo. Don't bring up the banking.
That scene was bizarre to me. Like, I don't know how what your thoughts are on that. Because, like, when the phone got passed to Ebony and Ebony just kept talking on the phone about banking, I was like, can we get off this phone? Like there was just a darkness at that dinner. It was weird.
I know. I was just surprised that like production wasn't like, okay, like Sonia, you're wrapped. Like we're just going to take you. Like, and I guess they have to follow like some of the chaos, but like at a certain point, if one person is like 10 times drunker than everyone else, there's no way to proceed. Like, it's like, if you're at that dinner, you're like, well, we're not going to, like, all we can do is deal with this person at the end. And I've been that person.
Right.
You need, I don't know. Like, maybe she just works different hours.
I will say I do miss Bethany. I know not everyone's a Bethany fan. Yeah. I just miss the sassiness of Bethany and Dorinda. I'm feeling those gals. I'm missing them. Do you, or am I crazy?
Is it like, no, and I don't even want to say this. Is there a shelf life on some of these cities with certain casts? Like, have we gotten the best of the best? Or like, do we need new cities? Do we need, I don't know. We love them so much. But
then Salt Lake comes
now.
In.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, a full wash of the franchise might be what we need.
I don't know.
Because I thought that, but the other thing is like, but then once it's feeding time, there I am suckling up all the blood I can get. Yeah, just all, they're
right
like
on the nose, full Rudolph.
All of
like, completely.
Yeah.
Because
but I
like,
feel like
Beverly Hills, I was like, I could be done. Like, I felt like, especially even as I saw the teasers for this season, I was like, I still don't think Erica Jayne will give us what we think we want, like what we want from her.
You don't know what I deal with every night.
And then it starts and I'm so excited. Like,
But is that because Kathy Hilton is like the greatest thing we didn't know we needed?
Yes, thank you. She is, what's happening?
So many questions. The teeth robbing? What's going on?
Yes. She
like,
filed
like,
everyone's teeth down.
She's,
like,
it's really crazy.
She, like, her, like, being like, Kyle, the fan doesn't work. And then Kyle's like, just has to plug in the
plug
fan.
It in.
She's like.
And then she's just like, ha, 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 ha. And you're like.
Yeah, when she's like, I hope there's good food, I'm going to eat her. And then
that she mistook.
Oh, go ahead. Garcelle.
She also apparently thought Garcelle was Kyle. That was maybe the most bizarre thing I've ever seen on any Housewives franchise in terms
of my true. That was my favorite. I thought you were Kyle.
and refused to be like, isn't that wild? She was just like, because your hair is the same. And it's like, okay.
That's your sister.
Yeah.
it's like, your, oh my
your
god
whole life.
That was She's really bringing it. I think
I'm loving Lisa Rinna. I know, but
I love her.
Is that?
No, I love her too. No. She right.
I want you guys to cover Lisa Rinna's daughter and Scott Disick. I would love to. I would just love for you. I need your thoughts.
Well, I think that Lisa loves it. I actually think she doesn't have a problem with it. I think she thinks this is the best thing. It's like, yeah, because I think she's like, oh, the Kardashians. Like, I think she probably knows this is not going to last very long because like he has three kids. She's in her daughter's like 19. any other person might be like, this is highly problematic, but she's like, get it in while you can and get close to the Kardashians.
I'm shooting. So now she has a storyline, right?
Yeah. And can you
Kris Jenner and I, yes, get together and we, yeah. So I think she like sees, because even when in the preview, when Kyle's like, he's so old and she's like, he's old. Like she's not like he's old, you know?
Right. That's so a really good point. Being like,
I'm a
Wouldn't our lives be better if we just went full Lisa Rinna? Like someone was like, I'm mad. And you're like, well, I'm a bitch. What do you want? Okay, I'm sorry. Man.
I think so. Like, it's like truly like Lisa Rinna took the de-escalation class that like we were all assigned, like where she's just like, I'm like, she just like takes so much responsibility for everything.
Yeah.
And like, it's almost like upsetting to the other person how diffused everything gets. Cause they're like, oh yeah.
When Garcelle was like, I'm still mad at you. And she was like, okay.
Good. I'm mad at me.
Yeah.
I'm living. I hate me.
Yeah. She's amazing.
She apologized as soon as they sat down at that table. Garcelle didn't get a word in.
No. It was a masterclass.
Call herself a cunt. And then Garcelle says, I don't like that word. And she says, me either. Like she just... But I am. And I think she really understands the like the push pull of like when she takes the like she'll have a season where she's just like, no, I'm gonna be a dog with a bone. I will like,
yeah,
like her obsession with honesty and everything. And then there's the season where she's like, okay, maybe that was a bit much. Like she kind of tiptoes a bit, like to kind of get us back on board. Which, yeah, I just think she's a masterclass.
What are your thoughts on... Oh, sorry, go ahead. I'm cutting you off constantly.
We need her.
We do. It's true. What are your thoughts on Salt Lake?
I'm ready to go. Where are we? Where is the girls? Let's get back on board.
I know.
I miss them. It was a phenomenal... I mean, again... And maybe it's not even worth qualifying with COVID because we've all been living this now for so long, but it came at the perfect time. We just, it felt like a breath of fresh air. We need to know what's happening with Genshaw. That too was a thrilling week, really.
See that like her cousin made a GoFundMe for her legal fund?
$2.8 million or something they're trying to raise.
What?
Yes. She ripped millions of dollars from the elderly and her cousin's like, can you chip in?
And we're going to start at $2.8 million. Like,
is that to repay to all these people? That is a cheap number.
And they just go in where they're like, the government with their unlimited resources can get the best lawyers in the world to take her down. She has to review all these millions of pages of documents, aka proof and evidence.
And she's still shooting the housewives now.
And that's where like anyone in my life who like doesn't watch the housewives, like I'm like, you don't know what's like. I'm like, you need to watch the first season of Salt Lake City right now because I don't want you jumping in on season two when we're going to get everything that we have worked for. Because like season one was amazing and we didn't see it coming and we got that gift. And then we're going to get a season two with everything that's going to happen to Genshaw. Like, get on board.
She's going to be unhinged because this is the, like, it's like the perfect time in between getting caught and going to trial.
She's and she's like the perfect person to have to deal with it. Like she's like, I'm really interested to see. I wonder like, okay, Stacey did mention, because certainly what I felt like when you were on Watch What Happens Live, I remember saying this to you, like, I was like, you are all of us. Like, you are there representing every person who, like, loves The Housewives and gets to, like, then be there and talk about it. Totally. I wanted to hear, like, basically, I just want you to share some of the cameos you've received.
Wow.
From the Housewives universe to really show that, again, like a Jen Shah GoFundMe, like you have paid your dues.
I think my friends and I are single-handedly supporting Cameo as a whole.
These are legendary cameos I have heard about. Truly.
Well, one of the best, obviously, from Patrick himself is Frank Catania of Real Housewives of New Jersey.
On the more modest end of the cameo scale, but yeah.
But a heavy hitter nonetheless. He's a favorite. Like watching him and Dolores, the two of them could have their own spinoff. I'm just obsessed with them. And Dolores is like one of the most beautiful women in the world. Also, Dolores brings it. I love her.
So true.
Yeah.
So true.
Also, you were going to say...
Another one of my faves is from DJ James Kennedy himself. I think he had a long night maybe prior, just something I was maybe gleaning from some of it.
because you also went to a girls' night in, I heard.
Yes. Once DJ James got kicked out and they had to come up with this girls' night scenario, well, your girl showed up. You know, I was there.
And
Ariana was the sweetest. It was honestly so much fun. It was really crammed. I think they showed up like 3 hours after they said they would. So we like killed some time at Pump and got a drink and then came back. And it lived up to all of our expectations. There was dancing on the bar. They were pouring. I think just simple syrup is really what it tasted like. Straight into our mouth. I was hoping it was the booze.
The mix. They were pouring the mix.
Just bar lime. Everyone's like.
That was tough. But worth it, you know?
They had legendary
tattoos outside. They were amazing. They were so sweet. They were so into it. It actually was a lot of fun. Cameo also from Camille Grammer that my sister-in-law actually got me that one when Matt and I got engaged.
Really?
It looked like it was actually she looked like she had just done a reunion. I don't know if the timing happened to work out, but it looked like, and this is honestly something I would do, she waited till she was already in full glam, where she's like, oh, I did this event today. I should bust out some cameos, which I give her props for.
Oh, hell yeah.
And like, what did she say? Like, I'm trying to think, like, what's funny with Cameo is, I remember seeing...
What? Did you freeze?
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
Patrick, it looked like you got the worst news. I was like, oh, my God.
I thought something bad happened.
I know.
Okay, here's the thing. I got a phone call. I have been trying my fucking hardest to make phone calls not call on my fucking laptop. And, call me Luann. I cannot figure it out for the fucking life of me. And it seems like I've now...
You sound like Danny Pellegrino right now.
The fuck is that? The fuck was that?
Yeah,
that's exactly right now. The fuck?
You got a cameo from him, right?
Guys, I got cameo from Danny. I got a cameo from Andy Cohen. I've done the Below Deck guys. Really?
Wait, I didn't know that you also watch Below Deck. Okay, there's so much. I mean, who did you get from Below Deck? Please say Eddie.
I do like Eddie though. He had a great comeback. You know, we really watched him grow up, it felt.
We did. We did. Yeah. I need him to be taller, but that's just my own thing. For me to fall in love with him, but that's just my own.
He's beautiful.
Beautiful.
I got Colin, like super nice good guy Colin from a few seasons ago for our second AD on set, because that was his favorite character. So I got, we were sitting in the back of an Uber when I got it. I was with you.
Yes.
That's amazing.
And honestly, you kind of got me on like the way that you would speak about gifting and receiving cameos. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is the thing. Like,
it's the greatest thing.
We're back after a couple of little technical difficulties. Yeah. Luann, we had a couple of a couple of adorable shoots. But what we really need to dig into with you today is, really the reason why we're all here, which is to take a look at the table, at your table. So, so this is a little game we play. We're just going to ask you who would be at kind of like your dream dinner party table.
Yes.
The only caveat is that we have to be there too. So a couple seats are marked.
Reserved.
But we're not taking anything away from the reservation. And we usually say about like four people, but it can be five. We're not going to be picky. Like,
We won't hold you to it, but like, if you
COVID rules, but only so many people allowed at a table.
Yes.
And our COVID rules here are no people at no tables.
Yeah. But yes. So like, who is it? Like, what's going on?
Oh my gosh. Really? I mean, look, honestly, the first person coming to mind is Sonia Tremont Morgan. I really would need Sonia there. Our Sonia Rita. There's no one I would love to dine with more, really, than Sonia.
Such a good one.
We would have to hope that she didn't have any drinks with the makeup team. Mm-hmm. But regardless, Sonia is a great one.
And a list of trigger words for people not to bring up, obviously.
Of course. Yeah. No banking at the table.
No. Keep that. It's like politics, banking, religion.
Yeah.
Garth off the table. Off the table. Yeah.
Maybe to balance that out. I think Michelle Obama would be wonderful company for the three of us. Like, just really, really round out the table.
You know? Yes.
So, even just hearing you say Michelle Obama, activated some of my IBS.
Thought you were going to say your posture. Like, now I want to like, really like, whoa, yes. Michelle Obama.
I know.
I would have to like, really, when I said that I was a reader, I'd have to really mean it. You know, like,
I was just going
to
say, suddenly we'd have to talk about books we read, and I would have to the only book I know how to talk about is like Columbine, like the book I read about
Patrick. Please.
And I know I would be on the spot and I would say Columbine and everyone would go, oh, and Michelle would obviously have to like really talk about it.
Right.
Again, I'm sorry that I have to be there.
Again, it was your rules. Who else, please?
Like, I just really would love also maybe, I think Adele, if I could really pick anybody, some entertainment, maybe she could sing with us.
Oh my God. This table is rounding out in my.
Wait, it just needs like so many different specialties, so much to learn. All from each other. I think we would all equally offer one another so much.
Adele is going to bring a party, and I think Michelle Obama and Adele are going to make Sonia step up to the plate in a way that might be surprising. And the elegance may shock us.
That is true. Sonia can turn on that side of her. I think, again, it would just be like where we caught her, like, because she can speak the language of Gstaad, of course.
Yes.
But like, how heavy-handed will she be? And Adele is kind of like, again, like she is one of us with just, you know, the voice of an angel. Like, she's still relatable.
Yes.
Which is great. Okay, if you had one more.
One more. Maybe Michael B. Jordan. Just like some nice company. Just like someone really handsome.
This is, dare I say, a very sexy table. And like,
it's
a hot table. I can't bring a blazer. What am I? I would have to show a bit of cleave. The body's out. Is this a maternity top? No, it's not. And that would be very clear at the table. Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah. I probably wouldn't wear my Wow Bethany Wow shirt.
I would be thinking was, again, like, as a very active member of Celebrity Penis on Reddit, I have seen a picture of, it's like Michael B. Jordan on the beach, like he's on a beach. And I don't know how I would, like, I guess I obviously everyone would want me to not ask him about that.
I mean, you've already really made it uncomfortable with your book recommendations.
Michelle, I think you've made Michelle Obama very uncomfortable.
Yeah, I've put Michelle on the spot with us now having to talk about gun violence. And then it would be me trying to jokingly bring up that I've seen Michael B. Jordan's nudes. Then I would probably be like, but maybe tit for tat, like, I'll show you mine. Ha 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 ha. Can I suck you? And it would just be like, like, Adele might laugh, but I think in general,
Adele's cheeky. I think she would.
Adele is. Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then, yeah.
And
I
then
mean,
Sonia.
Sonia would be under the. You know what? This is a great evening.
This is amazing.
There's a very real chance Michelle might not stay for dessert.
Well, I mean, it depends. You're coming in hot and heavy, but
I'm coming in hot and heavy. Sonia's drinks would start to kick in. Like,
right.
But there could be like some really, that's a really, really great table. And maybe I could rise to the occasion of Michelle.
He's having second thoughts. Okay, good. I'm glad you found your confidence.
Yeah.
Would you say that Sonia for you is like the top housewife then? Like, is she the one for you?
She might be. She really might be. Yeah. But Portia also on Atlanta really, really hits the spot.
Portia, and then Dorinda.
I love Dorinda.
I know. And I'm sad because I heard that, like, I think it was on Danny Pellegrino's podcast. It might, I don't know, but that Dorinda, like, for sure will never be coming back. Like, has made that very abundantly clear.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry.
Yeah. And
that.
Well, Jill Zarin exactly. has also said she wouldn't come back. And then she's like, but I do have my own mic. Like, just throwing that out. Like, I think a lot of them will come back eventually if they're asked.
Yeah, but Sonia is such a good, I mean, like, she can, like, even first season with Leah, where everyone was just like going downtown. Oh, Sonia was like, we love, like, she just seems like she can fly with anyone.
Sonia at that party to celebrate Leah's line was remarkable. Yeah.
She went to the young guys.
Yeah.
Oh, I loved her.
When he said like too much Captain Morgan last night and she's like, well, you're with Lady Morgan tonight. And you're like, she is the stir that stirs. Wait, no. The stir that stirs the drink? What is
the
she?
Stir.
The straw? The straw that stirs the drink?
The pot?
The pot?
No.
The pot that called the kettle a drink and stirred it?
Yeah. I mean, there is just something about a man yelling out, you got a nice body. And she goes, you think? Thanks. Like, that is just.
She was so touched.
She really was. And she's like, that man said I had a nice body over there.
And her on the couch. And she's like, I could be your grandma.
She really is so great.
What a lovely woman. And what a dream, Brianne, you have been. Thank you so, so much for being here.
Oh my God.
I mean, you have like Michelle Obama at that dinner table, you have elevated, this podcast, by coming on. So thank you so, so much.
You guys, so much. Thank you. This was truly a joy and a pleasure. I love you both so much. Thank you for having me.
God, we're letting land. I mean, yeah. You know, the Strasburg of it all, like standing tall as a tree filled with just so much love. No, you're so great. Do you have any like recommendations? Like, you know, you're obviously a Bravo queen. Like any recommendations for anyone listening? Like this is what you need to like watch, rewatch even. I'm rewatching Rahoni season 3 with Bethany pregnant.
Oh my God.
Scary Island. I'm highly recommending that to anyone.
That was her face pregnant. Sorry. It was just like.
It's yes. Bethany had a different face. Botox.
Yeah.
Fix that. But
there's a lot going on.
Yeah. But any recommendations from you?
I think everyone is sleeping on Below Deck, and Below Deck Sailing Yacht is so good. So good.
I feel so seen because people do not believe Below Deck to be great, and it is the thing to watch. And now, are you Captain Lee or Captain Sandy if you were to choose?
Captain Lee.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
And I miss Kate Chastain. I know. Kate Chastain is layered, but Below Deck.
She's great on Twitter.
So I feel close good.
To her. Yeah.
I totally agree. Below Deck. Patrick, you don't watch, do you?
I don't watch, and I'll see myself out.
So I know everyone, like you have so much of a following, but where can people follow you? Just so we can say that as well. We froze again.
Follow me at Breanne Howie on Twitter or on Instagram and Twitter.
And Twitter.
This one don't follow me for Twitter, really. You can. Okay. I would appreciate it, but it doesn't really, I'm not the most active.
I think your Twitter is worthwhile. And I ask, nay, implore Denise Richards to maybe take a look at her.
Brianne. I DM'd you about 5 years ago, Denise Richards. Denise played.
Oh my God, totally. Denise? I heard about this.
Denise played my stepmom on this really great ABC show called Twisted. It was, I was just awestruck every day. She is the kindest, most wonderful, down-to-earth, cool, amazing woman. And Denise, I just miss you.
We want this reunion. Yeah. Denise, we know you're watching. Denise, please. Please, Denise.
It was actually a scene with Brianne that Denise was reading at the reunion before they had
Yeah, the whole season she was like confusing the DM from Brianne. It was really right. That she hadn't seen. It wasn't like Brandy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel so much better. Me too.
I want Denise back too. I think she should just show up in Lake Tahoe and be like, I'm back. And they all have to deal with it.
But, they did her dirty. That wasn't fair.
They totally did.
Yeah, she unfortunately was like the sacrificial lamb, but I think unfortunately her unwillingness to deal with it then made it like it made it so much worse instead of just like instead of better. So it really that was tough to watch. What isn't tough to watch is Ginny and Georgia on Netflix.
Beautiful transition. Gorgeous. Wow. You're so amazing. Like, so, and our lovely friend Dan Byrne is in it with you.
I know. Love Dan. Love that
Avril Lavigne. It is, I mean, it was like, it's like the number one show on Netflix is coming back for a season 2, which we are so excited. And employing Canadians. So.
And when season 2 comes out, Mr. Andy Cohen, you're going to have to come back and like talk about that and watch what happens. And we will happily be watching, being like,
Yes.
Yeah. Congratulations. Like so deserved. And it was like so lovely to chat with you. Like truly just like the biggest gem. Yes.
You guys, thank you so, so much.
And thank you for popping all of the time.
Love you.
Yeah. I love you guys so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.